Drop the Pilot. That's Joan Armour trading on Nova 103.5. It's time for 101 Days of Happiness. Today's tip is actually to look forward to fun activities. Doing activities is great, and the weekend's almost here. It's not a long one this time, but you can still do something rather fun rather than just sticking to the usual. Maybe it's taking a drive to the nearest dam to enjoy seeing how full they are after all having been so empty for so long. Maybe it's going to visit a local landmark or activity, going to do something different. Things like the ghost house outside of Windhoek or the Hobber meteorite, depending on where you live. Maybe it's even stepping out of your comfort zone and coming to climb on my wall at Urban Friction. Look, you can also plan a bunch of fun activities for the upcoming long weekend at the end of the month. In fact, with Monday, Wednesday and Thursday that week all being public holidays, you might just take the whole week off and go and do something fun. But getting to do the activities is fun, and of course it makes you happy. But research actually suggests that even just planning them already starts to make you happy and more positive. Research has even suggested that by routinely anticipating pleasurable activities or events, we could actually reprogram our brains to be more optimistic. So get out that calendar, get out that year planner, and start planning.